This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Dogfish Head Brewery, Sam Calagione.
It's been a long, strange, but wonderful trip.
From the Boston Beer Company, Jim Cook. Welcome back to the Friday Beer Buzz, Jim.
Well, it's nice to be back.
They're normally from Aberdeenshire in Scotland. From BrewDog, we have James Watt and Martin Dickey. Welcome to the show, guys.
Biggest mission today is just make other people as passionate about great craft beers as we are.
And now, the three-time winner of the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters Excellence in Broadcasting Award. The recipient of two Pennsylvania Associated Press Broadcasters Association Awards for Excellence. Promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA. This is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
And the Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 37 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. I unfortunately cannot partake. I am in the bunker at Susquehanna County. So I shall play the at-home version like Bill has been doing for my Beer Buzz for, like, what, a year and a half now.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what's going on, Bill? I haven't seen you guys in forever. Linda, I haven't seen you, Bill, and I forget what you look like. But Linda is here.
Happy Friday. Happy New Year. Happy Julian calendar Christmas. Happy
Old Rock Day.
Wow, it's snowing outside. Happy, yeah. Oh, yeah. Is it Old Rock Day? Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's Old Rock Day. So if you see a piece of granite, tell it good luck today, buddy. This is all about you.
I was going to make a nice joke, but I already heard Snedeker do that.
Yeah, go back and rewind. It's something. It's spelled with a G or something. But
hello to Lindo. Yeah. Hello, Lindo, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's new over at Sabatini's? How the holidays? I haven't seen you in like a month. Things are going well.
Did I lose weight?
You did look thinner when you walked in, but that's not something I want. When he walked in, Nancy, and you didn't see him, I wanted to be like, "You look like you lost weight." But if they don't, they go, "What are you saying? I look like before." I always feel weird doing that.
No, it's good. I mean, we've been the holidays are really busy, so it was fantastic. But
nice.
I don't want to say it. It's good to be a little slower.
I'm going to take a deep breath.
But it's nice to be able to actually relax.
Take a break.
For a day, yeah.
That's nice. And we're going to do some beer news here. We got a featured beer, which I'm so excited for, because I don't know if you heard a few minutes ago, I almost snapped, and I don't need that.
Well,
I'm going to take the edge off.
Relax. Take a breath.
Bill, what's going on with beer news?
So before we jump into the beer news, we have this sort of idea that I've been tossing around. You know, I get asked a lot of beer questions, as you can imagine. People email me and say, you know, what's your favorite beer, or what should I be drinking, or what's the capital of Kansas, or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. So we thought we'd add that segment to the Beer Buzz. The working name right now is Deer Buzz, so we'll see how that goes. That'll probably change.
Deer Buzz.
But the premise here is you can email me at mybeerbuzz@gmail.com with a beer question. And every week, or as we get them, we will feature the answer to that question. And if you want, you know, the person asking the question, we can certainly give you credit for the question. And you know, we'll see how it goes. It probably won't be something we do every week. And if you have an idea for the name of the segment, we'll take that in a heartbeat as well. So mail in your questions, preferably beer questions, to mybeerbuzz@gmail.com, and we'll see what we can do with those. In the meantime, we have some local beer news, and I'm excited for this. Our pals, Chris and John Trogner at Trogues, have opened up an outpost at Montage Mountain.
Oh, wow.
And it is a Yeah, so it's this sort of mobile pub, and they tow it with one of the groomers up there, and it's this little tap shack, and they tow it to various locations on the mountain. I assume they don't tow it up high on the mountain, but it's probably down by the lodge. And you can go and get a Trogs beer without having to take your skis off if you don't want to. You know, you can ski over to the shack and enjoy a beer. So I think that's a really cool idea. Good for Montage. Good for Trogs. The big question, the big Trogs question everybody asks me every year is, where is Nugget Nectar? We've been posting now for about a week, give or take, that Nugget Nectar has been released. But for whatever reason, the two-hour drive from Hershey to northeastern PA takes about 10 days. So Lindo and I chatted yesterday. Lindo, any updates? Is it still maybe a maybe for today?
It's supposed to be today. As of 3 o'clock yesterday, the truck did not arrive in Scranton yet, but they were still confident that I'm going to receive it today.
All right.
Good. Yeah, so that's a beer. I got to tell you, I chase about two different beers a year. And Nugget Nectar is one of them. It's one of them I just got to go out of my way to get it. I enjoy it. It's one of the classic hoppy. It's an imperial amber, but for most people it would be an IPA that, you know, they're not really familiar with the amber style. So go out and get that one. You can check in with Lindo later and see if it arrives today, but it's one of my favorites, so go get it. Our next big piece of news, and this is big breaking news. This came out over the holidays. Sweetwater Brewing down in Atlanta, Georgia, has acquired Green Flash, and Green Flash had already acquired Alpine Beer. So Sweetwater has now acquired San Diego's Green Flash and Alpine Beer. Alpine, known for their really cool hoppy IPAs, both good brands. Green Flash was hugely famous when I first started drinking beer, maybe a little bit less so now, but maybe with the boost of capital from Sweetwater, you know, we'll get some more beers coming out of them. And our last tidbit of news comes from Chico, California, and Mills River, North Carolina. If you know those names, of course, then you know Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. And Sierra Nevada's news today is sort of news of opposites. On one hand, they are coming out with a beer called Cold Torpedo, and that'll be a cold IPA. And Linda and I have talked about cold IPA. As soon as they start rolling in the doors at Sabatini's, we'll feature one on the show. It's an interesting style and something we'll want to talk about. But Sierra Nevada's Cold Torpedo Cold IPA pays tribute to their original Torpedo IPA, and that will hit 7% ABV, and it will be packaged in 12-ounce bottles. And the opposite of that is Sierra Nevada's coming out with something called Hop Splash, and that is a hop-infused water. And we've seen this before as well. It is 0% alcohol, 0 calories, 0 carbs, and 0 sugar. And this first version uses Citra and Amarillo hops, and they impart sort of a peach, stone fruit, mango, and grapefruit flavor that comes from the hop. And it really is just hop-flavored water, and they anticipate making new hop flavor versions of this as we move down the road. So it'll be interesting to see if that sells.
All right.
That's your breaking beer news today. And as always, you can go on the breaking beer news tab on mybeerbuzz.com to read more.
But this is the Friday Beer Buzz. Lindo Sabatini from Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar and Sabatini's Pizza. So, okay, what am I holding here? This is this week's featured beer. This is, it smells delicious. I have not tasted it yet.
I can smell it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill.
I was going to say, our beer comes from Dewey Beach, Delaware, and Harbison, Delaware, from a brewery that I'm not tremendously familiar with because I've not had any of their beers. It is called Dewey Beer Company, and the beer is called, and I wanted to hear you say it, Lindo, so you say the name of the beer.
I'm going to say it's Personella Salsa.
Can I see, too? Let me see. What is this? I'm probably not going to be able to do it.
Personella Salsa. So it's
Personella Salsa.
It's an Italian lager or an Italian pilsner.
Yeah.
And for me, Dewey, you know, Dewey's a newer beer to our market. We've only been able to get it maybe consistently about the last 6 weeks. We did have it years ago, but it finally came back in. Dewey, of course, is a little beach brewery, Dewey Beach, Delaware, and all of their beers are fantastic. Most of what they brew, like 90% of the breweries in the United States, they're known for their IPAs, and they do a lot of fruited sours. But for me, this this lager is it's a style. Italian lager is a style. A lot of people are like, all right, what makes an Italian lager, like Italian pilsner? What makes it? What is it? So right. To me, the easiest way for me to describe it is it's basically a dry hopped pilsner. So a German style pilsner, okay. And then it goes through a dry hopping using American style hops. There's a brewery called Birrificio Italiano. They make one called Tipo Pils, which a lot of people, they blame or give that beer credit for the entire style. And
does that process create kind of a smoother feel to the beer? Because it's not as bubbly as
most It's supposed
beers.
To be a little bit drier. It's going to be a little bit of a drier mouthfeel.
I like it, though. I like it a lot.
For me, beer has a really interesting story. The name itself, Perso Nella Salsa, or Perso Nella Salsa, however you want to say it, translates to lost in the sauce. And it's an unusual style. You know, I know, Linda, you probably have more than a handful of them, and more than most. But Italian pilsners are really a traditional German-style pilsners, and they are traditionally hopped with European saaz. And that goes back to the 1800s. A Pilsner style comes from a town in the Czech Republic called Pilsen. And back in 1842, they had an issue with their beer that as they were aging them, the beers were going bad. So they brought in Josef Grohl. He was their lead brewer at the time. And he invented this Pilsner style by, as Lindo mentioned, by adding saaz hops and dry hopping with this spicy, floral, sort of green grass kind of hop and pale malt. And that helped balance out the beers so that they would not spoil. So the hops act as a preservative, but also as a change in the flavor to mask that spoiling back in 1842. So it's an interesting, really interesting style, an interesting historic origin for that beer.
So if someone wants to try this as well, and I mean, I'm still considered a novice at this. It's very smooth. I like the flavor of it. It doesn't give me what I sometimes would call like that beer shiver. Like, ooh, I'm not sure if I like that or not. Like right away, it went down easy. What you can get it at Sabatini's.
We do have four packs of this. It comes in 16-ounce cans.
Nice.
And as far as the style goes, I mean, if a lot of places, wherever you go for beer, even though you're supposed to be coming to Sabatini's, but if wherever you go does not have this Dewey Perso Nella Salsa, since it's not going to be out there too much, Firestone Walker makes a beer called Pivo Pilsner. And Firestone Walker Pivo Pilsner is another really good example of the style.
Sure. Well, listen, thank you as always. This is delicious. Yum, yum. I love it as well.
Bill? I'm not going to say the name of it. What's the name of it again? And go to Sabatini's to pick it up.
Dewey Beer Company.
Perso Nella Salsa.
He did it.
What was it?
Perso Nella Salsa from Dewey Beer Company.
It's spelled exactly how it sounds.
Just say that really crazy named beer when you stop in at Sabatini's. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
It's
we'll
good talking
talk to you
from far, far away, weekend. The home version. You too. The right. Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 37 rotating drafts. Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar. Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. Music. The Friday Beer Buzz. Bringing good beers and good people together. We're back with Joe Snedeker in just a moment.